Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Get up, get on the floor!
Nice.
We were on. We kept the beat. We got the tempo, and that was a really darn good note at the end.
And we even threw in a little bap.
Yeah, a little bop. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing? Yes, nice to see you again, and welcome to tonight's reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms After Show, here at AfterBuzz TV, coming to you live on the chat roll right now from Los Angeles.
Woo!
Yes. I thought we were going to get a standing O there, but...
Oh, yeah!
Thank you.
Thank you tonight for our studio audience.
Yes, thank you.
For joining us.
We appreciate it. The excitement's in the air. A lot of, peeps out there, the live studio audience. So, anyway, thank you guys for being here. We are small in numbers, but mighty in personality and diehard fans of this show. We have lost yet another member of our team, Vivian. She's got some other work going on, so we will really miss her, and we will work on getting another replacement as fabulous as us three.
Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome.
And, hey, we're still getting a lot of comments in the message board. Where is Tony? And we know there's so many people who love Tony. Guys, Tony could not be on the panel this season. He doesn't have time. He's still a host here at AfterBuzz. But he's promised to fill in. So he sends you his love, okay? So you can go ahead and keep writing him in the message boards if you want.
Yeah. But he's probably not reading the comments on the message board, I doubt.
No, just we tell them about him. Yeah.
All right.
I just wanted to give them some place to love him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well. So, okay.
That's good.
So they know. Right. Okay. Poor Tony. He does have a lot of fans. He's had to change his Facebook name like two or three times to keep people from friending him. That,
oh wow.
Crazy people. So anyway.
Wow.
Sounds like that's not a bad problem to have, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Sounds like Dance Moms.
It does. So let's just get on in and introduce our lovely panel tonight, starting with the gorgeous blonde down there.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm JJ Snyder at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram.
And I am Miera Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. Thank you guys for tweeting me this week.
All right. And hello, everybody. I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you haven't already done so and you're new to us, please head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and give this video a thumbs up, a comment, and please subscribe. And again, if you're out there on SoundCloud and iTunes, we really appreciate you too. And keep listening, keep checking in, and keep making those comments. Let me just fix my chair here. You can always tweet us directly, and you know that we love having you in the conversations.
Yes.
So, yes. What do you guys think of this episode?
There was a lot of mom drama in this episode.
It was a lot of mama
drama. Mama drama.
It was pretty hard.
It was. It could have been called the Ashley Show.
Yeah, she really was. The claws were out.
Yeah, I have a hard time calling her Ashley. She just doesn't look like an Ashley to me. I have to
Bryn's mom.
Yeah, Bryn's mom, Ashley, Bryn's mom. So
can we just get into that? Because that's a huge part of this episode. And I just feel like, gosh, she's new to this group. It's so bizarre to me, mm-hmm. the attitude that she's taking. She's just so confrontational.
Yeah.
Especially. And competitive.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think she was like that at first, was she? Kind of.
She was always like that.
Oh, that's weird. I thought she was like kind of more quiet.
All the moms are like that. Were like that in the beginning. Like, remember Christy with the Y? Remember her when she like walked into the music video? Mackenzie was shooting. She was like all up in everybody's business.
Mm. Oh yeah.
So was Jezelyn. Now Jezelyn's like. Opinion and ratings have really changed since she and JoJo first got on the show, because when they first got on the show, we weren't really sure of them either. And now I feel like everybody is in love with them. That's just true. Like, you know, everybody else. But yeah. I don't know. This lady's like, she's taking some really low, below the belt type blows.
Oh, her and Jill are just at it. There was a lot of fallout from Jill's behavior last week, though. Like, a lot of people called Jill on her business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were not happy. Yeah.
And there's just too... I mean, I'm wondering what you all think of this, but there's just way too many F-bombs and cussing for me. And they're not even, like, bleeping it out anymore. Like, they're actually, like, letting it air.
Yeah, I think Jill's just... firing off, man, because it was pretty intense this week, even more so than last week, like you were saying. So
I think there was two bad words like within a few seconds of each other.
Yeah, and then like at the end too, and then they didn't even bleep it out, so I have a problem with that. If I wanted to watch a show with those types of words, I would be watching HBO or something like that, but I don't really expect that coming from a show on Lifetime that's entitled Dance Moms.
Right.
Can we just talk about the dancing?
Okay.
Can we? Can we skip out? I mean, I know we're going to come back to the drama, but just so much drama this season.
Right. Well, all right, let's just get into it. Again, this is season 6, episode 4. Now you see Abby, now you don't. Okay, so this was one of the most pretentious episodes with Abby that I've seen. This one takes the cake for me with her disappearing and her drama and the no bra and the curlers. The show opens with we get a little sneak peek of what the back of the ALDC looks like in LA.
Yeah,
apparently Abby lives there. She lives there. There's a couch, a refrigerator, bed.
I'm sure she has a place elsewhere, but I think it's kind of like a doctor, like she's there so much that she needs a bed there.
Right, she might want to take a nap there. So that was cool, a little sneaky peek there.
I love this like Abby in disarray persona, and we've seen it before, right?
Oh yeah.
Usually she's in curlers and she's having a little meltdown. Her nails always look good.
Her nails always look good. She must have a manicurist like on site. And she didn't look that bad. She just had her hair in curlers, you know. It's not a huge deal. But she's talking to some undisclosed person about her legal business and is saying, you know, she's really desperate. Like, can you help me? Mm-hmm. And they never showed who this person was. I don't know if it was a lawyer or her best friend or, you know, Kathy from last episode. I seriously doubt it was.
Because I thought that too randomly.
I know. Maybe they're seriously, like, really good friends, like, off the show. No, I'm just kidding. I just threw that in there just to, you know, spice it up a little bit.
That's crazy. What did you guys think about the older moms sending in the goodness, like, hazing them.
That was total hazing.
Hilarious. Yeah, so... If you're listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, the old moms, the ALDC moms, right. They're there. I can see why they're upset. Their kids get up at 7. They're there at 7:30. That's pretty early day after day. So the ALDC moms are there. The mini moms walk in. They send the mini moms to go in and check on Abby.
Yeah, and they do it in that sort of really funny, passive sort of suggestion way.
Really?
No, why don't you go ahead and go in there and let her know you're here.
It was awesome. Like, if they tried to be, like, so nonchalant about it, like, so innocent.
Yeah, kind of
like,
sweet about it.
Yeah, like, you can, like, they were almost like, oh, you can have this... this positive moment, or maybe if you get her to come out, she'll work with the minis first. Like,
and
that's
thinking, of course, they all want as much contact with Abby as they can get at this point.
Go.
So they're like, oh, yes, no, we will definitely.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, old moms and new moms, too, I think it's funny because I do think the new moms have sort of a kind of fresh look. Like,
yeah,
they haven't been like, I don't know, they haven't gotten in like a fist fight yet.
No, yeah, like, not at all. And they all pretty much get along too.
So far.
So that's also different than what we're used to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They do have a fresher, not a deer in the headlights look or anything like that, but just a more
optimistic.
Like
optimistic.
Yeah. Yes. Optimistic. They're not.
And it's all new. Like the competing is new and they haven't done like 500 dance competitions.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Well, good news. Maddie is back. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I was glad to see her back and see the whole team, you know, come together. So, Melissa and Jill end up going in to see Abby, and Abby's really upset that they brought a camera back there with her. Would you guys have... I mean, of course they're going to bring a camera back there.
Right.
I mean, why would you not? I mean, the camera is everywhere. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what the
it made
deal
it
is.
Seem real. I don't know if it really wasn't planned, but to me, it made it seem like
she really was.
Abby
going.
Really was on the phone, and that mm-hmm. she really didn't know that the camera was going to come in. So it did. Whether or not the producers made that up, it made it seem real.
It did make it, yeah, and not scripted at all. Which was cool. So that's a good point. That was a good moment. Mm. Okay, so, and then we kind of have the first blow up of many rude comments between Ashley and Jill. And Ashley really, really, really pushes
really?
Jill. Yes. Jill's buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, I mean, that's why it's a dramatic show because, like, we stir the pot, right? Stir the pot, clink the pot.
Mm-hmm. It must be hard to be that new mom and know that. I mean, do you think they audition the moms? And
definitely.
See, like,
definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The moms are just as a huge part of the puzzle piece as the kid is. I mean, even more so, honestly.
Absolutely.
I don't think, even if we, you know, we've had some of the moms on here and most of the moms on here, but I don't think you could really get a genuine answer if you ask them, like, how hard was it to make that choice? Like, okay, I'm going to totally fight on camera all the time. Like, I'm going to buy into the drama. Because, I mean, that's what Ashley's done. I'm going to be on this show for my daughter, and I'm going to fight with these other women.
Right.
It's brutal.
I don't know
if I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know either.
I don't know.
Well, I kind of, yeah. I mean, so basically, Ashley tells Jill that she's the most unwelcoming and that Kendall told Brynn that she couldn't be in any pictures backstage. This was the first of many of the fights. We probably won't go into like every single fight, but I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I guess apparently somebody told Kendall that she was a smart AASS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody told who was that?
I think Ashley said that.
Yeah, Ashley
just
said
like
that.
Her mom or something like that.
Yeah,
just like you.
Mm-hmm. So, and then at some point, it was supposed to be Kendall's year. Ashley saying this, it was supposed to be Kendall's year, and it's not turning out like that. Something to those lines.
Wow.
I mean, how would you feel? I would be livid.
That's rough, but there is kind of, I feel like there's a truth to that statement because that's kind of why Jill's been acting out. That she did think that Kendall was going to step up and kind of take Maddie's place, and Brynn kind of threw a wrench in that whole operation. So I get that's why she would be upset for her daughter, but I just think she's going overboard at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's too much.
It is, yeah.
That's just kind of the nature of the competition, isn't it?
Yeah. Team too much. I mean, a little bit of me, I can relate to Jill just because they put so much time and so many years and Kendall's grown up on camera, but you have to be a little bit poised at like some point. But at the same time, I can see my mama claws coming out.
Yeah.
Like if some like new girl was taking my girl's stuff, I'd be like, no, but I wouldn't
say those things.
No, I would have tact. I would have Candace tact, which I always have.
That's nice. I feel like Ashley's making it worse for herself too.
She has no social.
She's just making it really a mess.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Brynn even, I was kind of feeling bad for her because at some point she even said, you know, I don't want my mom's behavior to affect my friendship with the girls. Like, yeah. I'm so close.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That was like the most touchy moment of the episode.
Yeah. Yes.
She was like, because I really love these girls.
I know.
And don't you think about that, how it affects, I know it's like supposed to emphasize the drama, but these girls have got to be either embarrassed or worried about how it's going to affect their friendship at some point. So that was a really a good moment.
I did like that moment. I also really liked the moment when Abby came back and she was so humble about all of her movie success. And the girls were like equally as happy for her as she was humble. I thought that was really...
When Maddie came back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
We know what you meant. When Maddie came back in the room and they all hugged her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, she was like, it was really cool. But, yeah, there's always this neat vibe, like, when Maddie's back. Or there's, like, this appreciation these girls have for performing live and performing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. You know what I mean? It is really neat.
It is really neat.
I mean, that's what this whole episode's leading up to.
I know. Let's get to that fun stuff.
Yeah, the dancing.
So, literally, Jill and Melissa go storming out after this argument with Ashley. They run into, lo and behold... 2 hours early, Sergio and James, the editors from 17 Magazine. You guys, Maddie booked a photo shoot for 17 Magazine. I mean, that is
huge.
Top notch. Yeah. That is so cool. So we see Jill do an about face.
Yes, she did.
180. Like, she was like, oh, I am Jill.
Oh, public relations.
Yes. It was just hilarious.
Yes. And then to watch them walk back in the studio.
Like nothing happened.
Yeah. And then all the other moms kind of like, opportunity?
Yeah. They were like, I don't even know what to say about it. It was just so bad. So hilarious.
Did you guys think it was at all sort of interesting that the two guys from 17 Magazine, which of course is like a teenage female-oriented, you know, publication, like it was two men. It was two men. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
I don't know. What were their positions again? Editor and... Were they just editors?
One was fashion and one was editor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yes.
I mean, they had a creative vibe.
They did have a creative vibe. Yeah. And we got to see like a sneak peek later on of like the stuff. Mm-hmm. It looked amazing. So they walk Sergio and James back in and they point out the girls. So they're here to pick two other girls to do this amazing like eight page spread in 17 with Maddie. So then they do the routine. And how amazing are the girls looking in that
they
blue?
They look so good.
They look so cute.
Oh, yeah. They're little blue uniforms.
Oh, yeah. So cute. So then they do, like, an audition. And they all do fantastic. And then this is enough to get Abby to pull out of her cave.
Yep.
And so they're leaning towards Miss Nia. And I was like, Yes!
I was so excited for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. She deserves it. She's got the great look, an opposite look from Maddie. I was like, oh, totally pick her, right?
Yeah, and I think that what became very clear about this cat, like, I kind of saw it from their point of view, the people from 17, is like, they picked the girls who are a little more mature. Like, I believe them when they said, like, JoJo...
And Mackenzie.
Mac, you're a little young. Like, you know, 17, and... And so, I think that Kehlani Kendall was probably a hard call, but...
Mm-hmm. Kehlani's attitude, she was kind of, to me, like, she just didn't really care if she got it or not, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so she's kind of a hard one to figure out in that way, but I feel like she's literally just there because she loves Abby and she loves the girls.
Absolutely.
And she doesn't... Did you guys get that too about her?
I've always gotten that from Kehlani. I think she's just so grateful for the opportunity. She's never really been in any... I mean, her mom got into it with Abby a little bit in the past, but I feel like she's just so happy to be on the team and get these opportunities that she's not really going to be pouting or anything.
The nice thing Abby said about her? Well... The girls were auditioning.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, well, this girl is just gorgeous. She could be on your cover.
Right.
She's talking about Kehlani. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
but also,
nice.
And she could.
Yeah.
I was also kind of not, I don't know, of course, there's editing and all of that. But I felt like she was kind of deflecting away from when they were saying, oh, well, we were looking at Nia. And maybe, and she was like, oh, well, you know, Kendall has iTunes number one and Kalani's gorgeous. Oh, yeah. I don't know if she was trying to kind of persuade them otherwise.
Undercut. I think
that's
she
kind
was.
Of what I was getting. Okay. And, what now, I was getting. So I was like, ugh.
That has sometimes been the case. But I did not see it that way this
you
time,
didn't?
I have to say. Because it was so clear that Nia was the second choice right away that I felt like Abby already knew that. Okay. They're going with Nia, now who? I thought they just like, they were like, Nia. We know about Nia, and now...
Yeah. Mm. It was cool because they weren't going to take any opinion of Abby anyway, because they knew, they and their artistic mind with, like, what they were doing, they were already, like, placing the girls, like, with their spread. So I was like, woohoo, Sergio and James, all right.
But then they said, thank you for giving us more information to her, too. Like, right? it was all very, like, positive. It was handled nicely. Yep.
And
it
I love the feedback they gave to each girl.
Yeah, they gave
They took the
feedback.
Time.
Yeah. And then it comes down to just Kendall and Bran standing there. And then it goes to a commercial break.
Oh, my God.
I was like, for the first time, I was like, what? You can't just leave me hanging like that.
Yeah.
And he did. But I was like, come on. It's got to be Kendall. She's the right age. She has the experience. It just, at this the stuff going on with her mom, like, please pick Kendall. So, Kendall got it. So,
yeah.
It's Maddie, Nia, and Kendall in the photo
shoot.
And then
they had a crazy close-up of Ashley's face when Kendall got it.
I know.
I'm just being like, oh.
It was. But how could she think that her daughter's going to be in a 17 spread, you know? Like, she's just too young for that.
She's fabulous.
She's
you
fabulous.
Know, her mom is her biggest advocate, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we kind of breezed through Pyramid, so we don't have to worry about that. They're competing in Santa Monica. The girls are doing a group routine called the Elite, which is a perfect name for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the mini team is competing, too. And their number is called The Spotlight Is On Me. And Bryn and Maddie score solo. And they're going to be going head-to-head. And, of course... Ashley thinks that Bryn is going to beat Maddie.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know.
That's what she's been waiting for.
That's what she's been waiting for. But
definitely not taking the humble route.
Right, but we all kind of know. I mean, it isn't going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of know it's not going to happen.
I was like that much nervous, but not a whole lot.
I thought it was going to be close, honestly.
You did?
But I guess we'll get to that. Yeah, I thought it.
I mean, kind of was.
I love the name of Maddie Solo Bond Girl, and then Bran's was She's Magic. And then at some point, Ashley consults Jezelyn in the viewing room, and Jezelyn tries to take her under her wing and is like, you know, you're just basically shooting yourself in the foot. She's like, at some point, you just need to fall back, and at some point, it's just... You need to be more supportive. Like, this is your team. You know where you are, and Ashley just doesn't take it like that. She's like, she just doesn't get it. Does it just go over her head? Is that what happened?
She doesn't have that team mentality yet.
Right. She's telling the new... I mean, she's talking crap about the ALDC or the, you know, the older girls to the new moms, and it's just so... wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesslyn's taking her time to try to help her out, and you know, all you have to do is get along and don't, you know, always want to argue, and she's just doing the opposite. It's like, goodness.
But I got a little insight to Jezelyn's character because Jezelyn was like, you know, when I was new, like, you gotta, like, pick your battles.
Right.
You have to be a team player. And so with Jezelyn, like, she knew kind of how to work it a little bit with JoJo. I was like, she's very diplomatic up here, and she's, like, very strategic. So too bad Ashley didn't listen to
her. We haven't seen that from Ashley yet, although we might.
We might. So on a positive note, then we have the big 17 photo shoot. You guys, it was exciting, huh?
So fun, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking lights, clothes, I mean, editors, hair and makeup.
Yes.
It was just, I mean, amazing. I can't wait. It's coming out in February.
Yes, very professional looking. It was cool.
Yeah. I mean, an 8-page spread. Like, this could really catapult the career that, you know, Nia and Kendall won.
Absolutely. I loved how they timed it, too, that it was on the show last night, but then the magazine's coming out in a few days.
Yeah, like, that's perfect.
That was so neat. Mm-hmm.
I think they must have been filming this around Halloween, because I noticed Abby had some, like, ghosts on her sweater at one point.
Oh, really?
Like, I didn't
catch that.
Good catch.
At one point in the episode, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sparkly ghosts, you know. So, and then I kind of thought the little vignette with Maddie talking about her mom. She's like, well, I'm so opposite of my mom.
And she's that was interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah,
huh?
Because
I, up until like this last couple episodes, we all thought that Melissa was pretty relaxed. And then she kind of turned a new coin and wasn't. But I've never like, I wouldn't describe her as like unrelaxed. Like, I would describe her as relaxed. Mm.
She also, right in that period though, was talking about Jill.
Right.
Yes.
So you're not confusing it with what she said about Jill.
No.
She was like, Jill's kind of like more eager than Kendall. That sort of what she implied?
I think she was saying, I'm more chill than my mom, but she's not as crazy as Jill.
I thought
hilarious.
It was really funny. Maddie, like, having an adult conversation.
Yeah, it was.
Kind of spilling it on the mom.
She was kind of spilling it. And then they showed, like, little clips of Jill, like, oh, honey.
She's so excited.
And, yeah. She even did that, like, little impression of her.
And she it did was, it like, perfect.
Right, oh, yeah. It was funny.
I guess one thing I have to say is that Jill said something like, it's going to be Kendall K and Jill. And then Kendall was like, you can leave now, Mom. I thought that was really rude. Yes.
I don't know.
I think she's embarrassed. That's how I got it, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to say it in front of everyone, maybe that's a little too much. But
I wouldn't allow my kid to talk to me like that, but I wouldn't be that irritating either. You know, I wouldn't be like there.
My turn.
I know. I wouldn't be there like wishing I was the one in the chair, you know. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It was a little ridiculous.
It was a little embarrassing.
Yeah. A little like, what would we do? Hashtag too much, Jill.
Right.
We do. Okay, so then you guys, the little minis are
cute.
Rehearsing.
So cute.
Wow.
They're
so good.
It was a little messy at first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay because they're not used to, they have to learn these routines in 3 days. They're not used to picking up choreography like that. That's really hard to do, but you get your brain clicked into that, then it becomes easier. Right. But, you know, and little Peyton. Oh, such a cutie.
She's so cute.
Yeah, the little blonde.
She's the youngest, right?
She's 6. Yeah, and she gets called out a lot because she's not picking up the choreography. And then Jezalyn just goes to town on Peyton and her mom. I'm like, okay, so first of all, JoJo had a hard time picking up the choreography until she got used to it. And they gave JoJo a hard time because she needed to pick up her game, but she picked up her game and now she picks up fine.
Right.
So it just seemed ironic that Jezalyn would like torpedo this little 6-year-old.
Right.
It was totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of mommy fighting on the stairs.
Right.
Week,
so. And what did Peyton's mom ever do? She didn't say anything bad to JoJo or Jezalyn. So why did she have to make that comment? I was confused.
Yeah.
Why?
I think
she's trying.
It's residual anger from Ashley. I don't know.
It must be.
It passes. But the girls are really, really cute.
They're
marvel.
Cute.
It's amazing that these girls have as much talent as they do.
Yeah.
Turns and,
technique,
the
feet.
Yes. I think Abby's enjoying them, too.
Yeah. Cute. We're enjoying them.
Totally.
Are you guys enjoying them? We are. Yeah. That's so cute not to.
Cute.
And then Jill receives an email that Abby has resigned.
I was like, this is a new one.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, Abby, you
that
can't
sounds,
resign.
Right, that sounds so, like, official. And,
I'm
like, what?
And what does that mean anyway?
Yeah.
Design what? Studio and there's a class going on. Yeah.
We're still in the Abby Lee studio. We're competing under you this weekend.
Right.
You've ordered our costumes. Our costumes are in the back where your bed is. Like, you can't just quit. You know, you can't just quit on us like that. I mean, it's just, that's not cool.
Mm.
Okay, so you know what? Should we get to the dancing?
Yes.
Should we get to the competition day?
Yes.
Why we all, half of the reason why we watch the show. 80%.
By the way, can I just chime in from the message boards?
Yes. Yay.
So some of what the fans are thinking is that Melissa was so tense because, like, the moms are absorbing Abby's situation. Mm-hmm. That they know that Abby really is under fire, and they're just feeling the pressure from that situation.
Mm-hmm. That could be very...
So that it all stems from the fact that Abby... Mm-hmm. Might be, you know.
And the moms probably are worried because if Abby crumbles, then where is the team going to go? Yeah. And are they going to stop filming? Or, you know, there's like all kinds of things that could go on and happen with it. So that's a good point.
So she can't resign.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. She's just, you know, having a break and eating her fast food or whatever she likes, or her gummy bears or whatever they are.
And the reality is she might have been...
Dealing with
it, with lawyers or
everything can't be on camera, so good point.
Right, and they're not really putting much of that on camera. I mean, we really know nothing about it. We don't know who she was talking to, if she was even talking to anybody in the beginning. Okay, so competition day, no Abby, two group numbers, two soloists. And then the mini moms are like super upset throughout the entire time that Abby's not there to see their little girls perform on the first day, but however, we know that she will be seeing it on tape, so you know, legal issues are a big thing. So, okay, so all right, let's just get to the solo, shall we?
Yes,
I mean, why not? Because I wrote down another argument, but I'm like, well, let's not beat that
with
a
stick. Is it time for Bond Girl?
It's time for Bond Girl.
Amazing.
I was obsessed.
I loved it.
Accord. Her body is like
loved the costume
on fleek, on fire, like
crazy.
I mean, for being off for a couple weeks or a month filming a video, I was like, wow. I mean, slender, toned, amazing.
I feel like she's always been so confident, but even something about when she gets back from doing a different project, like on the episodes where she's been out doing something amazing and she comes back,
it's just
the confidence. She's just so present and confident. And I felt like the style of the Bond girl, like...
It was so her,
And it was a little different for her,
absolutely,
too,
because it wasn't just a pretty lyrical. She showed some sass. You know, she kind of flirted with the judges.
She did.
I thought it was great.
She had a lot of great face. Mm. It was just absolutely impeccable, outstanding. And I love that costume, too. And then I couldn't, like, did she have tights on? I was like, I couldn't, like, it was just so flawless. I was like, am I seeing, like, what
I'm
seeing?
I just thought it was gold, yeah.
Yeah, it was gold. I mean, she's definitely got,
She's got it.
Like, whatever it is.
She has got it.
She's got it.
And the turns, like.
Beautiful,
they,
yeah.
Lifetime put the turns up on social media, and I think they were slowed down, and I was just watching her technique and her lines, and I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And how on earth do you do that?
And how she hit the jeté, and it was on fire.
I mean,
it was just untouchable. Can't believe it didn't win, but anyway.
I know.
Brynn comes up with She's Magic. And I thought she's very good. She's very strong. She's very peppy. She's confident as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she doesn't have that movie experience. That's a big deal. What'd you guys think?
I liked it. I think I was expecting more simply because they focused so much on this Maddie versus Brynn rivalry this week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she did an amazing job, and I loved that it was upbeat, but I don't... I mean, as soon as I saw hers, I just knew that Maddie's just did something for me that Brynn's did not this week.
Mm-hmm.
But she did a great job.
There's something a little bit off for me about the pace of the choreography with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, she did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
She did a really good job. And I know back in the dressing room, then later they said that solo was harder than Maddie's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know what that means, but, or what they meant by it.
Yeah.
But, still Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Well, she's a couple years on her, too. I don't know.
Right.
She's got this level of polish, right?
I think that they were talking about, like, Brynn's solo did have a couple more tricks,
mm-hmm.
like the scorpion where you take your leg and you stick it up. Like, I don't think Maddie can do that. I've never seen her do that. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, some of that back flexibility is like God given. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you can only do so much with like trying to gain like back flexibility. And I don't know that the judges look so much on Scorpion things like that than like the turns.
Right.
And the whole flow.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maddie's just flowed. Like it was amazing to see her back.
Yeah, and, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was really cute backstage. The ALDC girls are like taking the minis under their wings, spraying their hair.
Didn't you love it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Their little hair did. I know. They made everyone's hair huge.
Yeah, it was so cute. And then Mackenzie is taking Peyton under her wing because Mackenzie was 6 when she started, and it was just
how cute was it to see Mackenzie being?
I know, right?
Somebody.
She's always
I know
the
baby.
So now she has a chance to step up. It was so cute.
It was super cute.
I look forward to getting to know all of them individually. You know what I mean?
The minis,
yeah, because they're each cute.
They're so cute. Okay, so the minis come out and they absolutely kill their number. Peyton was on count.
Right on
she
count.
Was on mm-hmm. point. They did a great job. I really liked the little breakouts of that they
the
all
circle.
Did in the circle.
And stuff, yeah. Lots of like.
So cute.
Yeah, lots of like. Yeah.
Sass and.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but age appropriate sass, right. Thankfully. So, I mean, it was. I mean, I just. How could you say anything bad about that?
It was so, so cute. I've actually found myself wishing Abby could be there to see them too because it was just so cute.
Mm-hmm. They were okay, and the ALDC, the Elite. What'd you guys think about that?
Oh, I liked it. I thought it had it was kind of edgy. It was like a slightly interesting style, and a lot of the I don't know how they describe it, but they all seem to be united. There was a lot of like. Lines that like weren't precise flick. And more, there was like this casual kind of thread attitude. I thought it was really neat to see them all inhabit it. And I'm still, I don't think it's a number that I'll like remember for a long time, but they've learned it really quickly too. And I'm still amazed that they can
learn that.
Yeah. I'm just amazed.
They had like 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah. Or a day and a half. To really like get it, so I am amazed too. I wasn't in love with the number. I don't think I'll remember it like either. But I'm really liking the more LA type choreography rather than the lyrical because that's the direction all the girls want to go. Yeah. So and then I'm liking the costumes lately too. Mm-hmm. They're just throwing us something different to like look at.
Yes,
and see.
Absolutely.
Like
that's what I love too.
Bryn's solo costume was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember, I had that little
waist. Well, Bryn got 4th place, which is not good. But then you guys, Maddie didn't win.
It's not bad.
I know.
She got 2nd place. Right. 4th place, of course, is not bad. But in Abby's, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, who won? Who could have beat the Bond girl?
Was it? Did a boy win?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was a boy.
Okay. Because it kind of like
what
lessens the
effect.
It did!
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, a boy won.
it's kind of like, okay, a boy beat
right.
her. Only because they are so few and far between.
Mm-hmm. That was even the look on Maddie's face.
Right. She's like, okay.
She's like, oh, it's a boy. Okay.
Yeah. I know. When they called her for 2nd, she was like.
No.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she should have won with that. So the minis get 2nd place, but I don't think that they realize how good 2nd place is for their first, you know, time out of the gate. Like, they were so, like, melancholy and forlorn. I don't think that they understood the magnitude of, like, the great job that they did.
Yeah, that's when it really would have been good to have Abby there.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think if she, I assume she would be.
I mean, their first competition, I wouldn't
they
think she'd
awesome.
Expect that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And then the ALDC take 1st.
Hey.
Yeah. So good job. And then the girls get to see a sneak peek of their photo shoot.
Yeah.
I think we put that on the thumbnail for this video. So that's pretty cool. and it looks amazing. I hope that they show more of that next episode so we can...
I know.
So we can see.
And didn't... I mean, I thought it was interesting. I know Abby, in the first episode this season, she was so against doing anything outside of dance competition. She's like, oh, 17? Hey, guys.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come on in. Go ahead and do it. So, mm-hmm. Plus, like we said, at the end of the day, she's... I don't think she's going to turn down anything that's going to build her brand more.
Right.
Right?
That leads us so directly into news and gossip.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Did we have any predictions for next week or anything? The minis and the minis and the girls,
oh, yes,
they
yes.
do a dance together.
I'm excited for that, yeah.
So the minis and the ALDC are going to do a group together.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean,
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait. So cute.
There was a really, I had to rewind it. There was a second where I saw them in what I think was like East Indian outfits.
Oh, cute.
In the preview? The group next
oh,
year,
I didn't catch
next
it.
Next week? I think.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It was so quick.
Oh, cool.
Rewind it, you guys. You can see it.
I'm going to go watch.
Mm-hmm. I predict next week everybody will be crying. There will be a lot of tissues. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of crying, I feel.
And a bad word.
Or two.
Somebody. Right. I predict that somebody is going to call the cops on somebody.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I do.
That hasn't happened in a few seasons.
Yeah.
And so then, why not?
Right. And I predict that Abby is going to be gone still.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with her business.
Yeah. And ultimately, we all three predict that there will be a lot more drama. All right, let's head
drama
in.
Drama.
Let's head into news and gossip.
Yay!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, speaking of Maddie being gone, last week we saw she was gone for the 17 magazine photo shoot. And as several of the fans pointed out to me, Maddie is no longer represented by Abby. Okay?
Oh!
So you guys have called us on our mistake. We have been referring to the fact that, since Abby's managing Abby, or Abby's managing Maddie, Maddie, in fact, is represented by the William Morris Agency.
Oh, you guys.
Holy moly.
If you guys don't know, that's a huge,
WMA.
Huge top agency.
Yes. They represent, I don't know, Selena Gomez, Charlize Theron, just to name a few.
Wow.
So Maddie is very well taken care of. So among the projects that Maddie has coming up are a movie with Sia, directed by Sia, the Australian singer who she did all the videos with. And Sia said she actually got the movie bug while directing Maddie in one of the videos.
Oh, how awesome is that to be someone's muse like that?
Yes. So the movie is called Sisters,
huge.
And we should see more of that. So in addition to the William Morris Agency, Maddie is a manager, a publicist, a lawyer, and her little sister Mackenzie and Kendall Veritas share the same manager. So it's not just Maddie who is getting up and out of the ALDC. These girls are like...
These girls are on fire.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. They're
interesting.
On fire. We have a really great fan of this show, and she has a Twitter site called Maddie for KCAs, and this is Maddia Maya. It's M-A-D-I-M-Y-A-H. She's mounting a campaign to get Maddie... nominated for a Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh.
Okay. So everybody, please nominate Maddie or any of your favorite dancers for the Kids' Choice Awards. Kids' Choice Awards are March 26th, hosted by Blake Shelton. Do you think he's cute?
Oh.
Blake Shelton.
He's with Gwen Stefani
Woo-hoo.
Right now. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. Okay. So speaking of the 17 magazine photo shoot, guys, we have a picture of the shoot. This is the shoot the photo they were looking at towards the end of the episode with the three girls, and this comes out in the next couple days.
Oh,
so.
Love it.
It's abstract, but it's not, but it's just, I don't know.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love
I love it. You can tell that they were probably having so much fun.
Oh, time of their lives. Like, one of the best days ever.
Yeah.
So a couple interesting quotes from the article. Speaking of how do they handle all this drama, like the drama we saw tonight. A little quote from Maddie. You have to block out the drama and let it go through one ear and out the other. These are quotes, I guess, from the article that's coming out.
Okay.
And then a really good quote from Nia and she was passing on advice she was given when she went on to Dance Moms. Not everyone is going to like you, but you cannot be afraid of that. So I think it's a good thing to remember you guys
for that
this
one.
Week.
Yeah, very good. Great news and gossip.
Thank you. All right.
Yes. And JJ, where can they find you?
At J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram.
Who you can find me at Miara Jennings on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on social media, Twitter at Candace_Camacho, or you can check me out on my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I wanted to give I Am Taylor Marie a little shout out. She has a great Facebook fan page called Let's Talk Dance Mom. She posts, so go ahead and like it. She posts a lot of cool Dance Moms videos out there. So, so for you fans, check it out. Let's Talk Dance Moms, and we will see you guys back next week to talk some more. Bye-bye.
Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.